This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California, and I'm Greg Schindel, train singer. And we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. All and go down the other side. Woo-wee! What a ride. Look at the engine, that's so 45. Fired up and ready, she seemed to come alive. Oh, listen to the wailing whistle. Hey, all around the countryside. Woo-wee! What a ride. I'm actually back. Yes, I am. Glad to see you back, Greg. Well, hey, now that I've seen your face. Oh, come on, trains. Back off. Hey, Whoopi, what a ride. And we're into summer. Oh, that's for sure. Hot. Hey, and yes, I get to sing my summertime song. Remember, folks, last year? I tell you, when it's summer, I sing this song every week, every day. I just hope. So, come on. Come on, folks. We're going to sing this one all summer until the fall equinox. And that's kind of a little bit way out there, I'd say. Okay, but here it goes. A summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get off of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance. Woo, come on. Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get off of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Hey, yeah. Straw hat, white pants, running barefoot in the sand of summertime. Watermelon by the slice. Warm seawater, salt pop is nice, but cool. Summertime. Soon be gone. Summertime, you know it. Won't be long now, now. Summertime, hey. Sing a song now. Come on. La 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 la.
Ooh.
with me, you with me. Birds on trees, standing two by two, and then they fly so high, ooh, like you and I. And there's no need talking, our eyes tell us all we need to know as we go walking. We believe it's happening. Come on, believe it's happening. Believe it's happening. Love all day, love all night. I love all day. Ooh. Love all night. Apple blossoms and pine cones and skies of blue. Sometimes clouds go sailing on through. Hey, now the full moon, she's rising, through the trees for you and me, you and me. And there's no need talking, our eyes tell us all we need to know as we go walking. We believe it's happening, ooh, believe it's happening. Yes, yes, so believe it's happening. Love all day, all night. La 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 la. Da 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 da. Whoa. On trees while they're standing two by two, and then they fly so high, whee! Like you and I. Oh, apple blossoms and pine cones and skies of blue. Sometimes clouds go sailing on through. Way now the full moon's rising, shining through the trees for you and me. Ah, you and me. Hey, now the full moon, she's rising, shining through the trees for you and me. Ah, you and me. And there's no need talking, our eyes tell us all we need to know as we go walking. We believe it's happening, we believe. Oh, oh, believe it's happening, believe it's happening. Love all day, love all night, love all day. Oh, love all night, love all day. Oh, love all day. That full moon that's been shining around here finds you with some loved ones, or even one loved one, or a goody doggy, or a kitty cat, or your pet bird, somebody that loves you. Keep your little back on the cake. Aye! Hey, and where can we go these hot summer days, I like to know? I mean, wherever we go, we got to be extra, extra careful this year with fire, like it's last and the year before. But it's been said, we're heading into one of the worst droughts in over 100, maybe 1,000, 1,200 years, you know, I don't know. But when I was a kid living in California, actually Fresno in Southern Cal, Smokey the Bear was a big part of our lives. And so I'm going to sing Smokey the Bear, some of these appropriate songs to give you, keep you aware that we've got to be careful, and only you, that's you, hey, you, can prevent forest fires. Wear the ranger's hat and shovel and the pair of dungarees. Find him in the forest, sniffing at the breeze. People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware. Cause everybody knows that he's the fire preventing bear. But I hope he can prevent some this year. But sing, Pokey the bear, growling at us, sniffing in the air. Well, he can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that is how he got his name. That's right. Take a tip from Smokey that there's nothing like a tree. Well, they're good for kids to climb in and they're beautiful to see. You just have to look around you and you'll find it's not a joke to see what you'll be missing. They all went up in smoke. Smokey the bear, growling, sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that is how we got it. You can camp upon his doorstep, he'll make you feel at home. He'll run and hunt and ramble anywhere you care to roam. He'll let you take his honey, pretend he's not so smart, eh? But don't you harm his treats, for he's a ranger in his eyes. Oh, Smokey the bear, growling and a-growling and a-stiff in the air. He can find a fire before it's hard to blame. And why they call him Smokey, that is all without a name. Now, if you've ever seen the forest, when the fire's running wild, love the things within it like a mother loves her child. You know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do. Hey, Smokey the bear, growling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. Why they call it Smokey? That is how he got his name. Oh, Smokey the bear. Well, I hope the bears don't get into your chickens. Well, anyway, please be careful. It's our biggest fear right now where we live out there. So, but close to nature. Hey, we're all close to nature. Some of us out there, we're watching, waiting, like the natives did. And hopefully soon these clouds that aren't here right now, but will bring lots of rain in the early fall. The people took the planes, never to be seen again upon the land. All the leaves and grass turned brown, fish were lying on the ground, dust and sand blowing all around. Shining Bird was a native man. His fathers had lived on and loved this land. He wouldn't be the first to make a stand. And though the silence rang like thunder, and all his dreams had been plowed under, he knew some seeds would grow come. That final fall and winter, Shining Bird watched, grew thinner, dreams and visions began to grow. that a calling bird I hear? Oh, there goes a running deer, and soon those clouds will shed their tears upon the land. And day to day and year to year, first the blade and then the ears, and then the full grain in the ear. And day to day and year to year, first the blade and then the ear. Soon flowers were blooming everywhere. I know what a sweet it's going these days, but moving right along, folks. You know, it's scary actually thing to have your water suddenly gone, cut off. You know, a pipe broke by the big cistern that's up on the hill that stores our water. And first it was thick mud, and then nothing. Boy, and it was so hot, and the muck and smelled, and what a rude reminder of the value of, yes, you said it, clean water. And I can't help it. This is such a great song by the Sons of the Pioneers. Oh, yeah. Oh, each day I wait for that water to come my way. Oh, the shadows sway, seem to say, tonight we pray for water. With the dawn, I wake and yawn and carry on for water, water cool, water clear, water, water, water. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man, that spreads the burning sand with the water, water. Then another rose went dry, and so the cry for water, water cool, water clear, water. I'm a fool, that's all cool. Each star's a pool, water. With the dawn, awake and yawn, and carry on. Water, water, oh, no. Water. You know those shadows sway, they seem to say, tonight we pray for water. Cool water, maybe way up there, hear our prayer and show us where. Water, water, water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. This is the devil, not a man. Spread the burning sand with water, water.
Dan and I, we both burn dry and soul. Oh, water, water, water clear. Shadows falling, cool wind blowing, beating wings, and songbirds calling, all is still. Yeah, take more time. I'm hoping we can all take some time out by some pond or a lake or a creek or a river or air conditioner. Sprayer, I don't know, squirt guns, water balloons, and feel that cool stillness and that calm. Hey, by the way, you are riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 right here in Willits, California. And if you want to help us out, send us all your money, every bit of it, or just give us a call at 459-KLLG, or check out our website at www.kllg.org. Awesome. I hope you have one too. But www.org. That's right. 97.9 FM, your hometown radio. And believe it or not, you're listening to me on the BPE KLLG. And I'm telling you, you never know what you're going to hear here, folks. This is small. See what we can get away with today. We had Hank over last week. Nope, he's gone for a while. And someone said, thank God, I'm glad he really is so easy to bring him back in. Oh, Greg, you stop it. Hey, some of you have seen me lately, and I've seen my old man beard. It's whitish gray. I can't keep my hands off it. It's so soft. It gives me comfort. Hey, and finally, I feel old enough, by the way, to play Santa on the Skunk Train. I'm going to see if I can apply for the job.
My twinkling blue eyes. Hi, kids. Hey, that's Mr. Chandel. No, me.
Hey, I'm hoping to be the train singing Santa. Lord knows, train singer knows all those Christmas songs, you know, Rudolph and, the Cowboy Santa Claus. Ooh, that's a good one. Hey, we both know them, don't we, Duret? Yes, we do, train. Yes, we do, Greg.
Yep.
Hey, and I'll be able to... Oh, I don't know, big people, to sing the singing cowboy. I just put my son's cowboy hat on and a little bandana, and boy, boy, yeep, okay. Uh-oh, getting out there today, aren't I?
Yes, you are, Rick.
Hey, the advantage of being old, you age you. You know, I'm lucky at this point because I made it. I'm not as old as a lot of people I know, but I'm getting there. Some people look a lot older than I do, and they're younger than I am. Things happen to you, folks. All you young folks out there in the audience, listening audience, all four of you, my wife, and my, well, okay, anyway, you may, if you live, you may get to be old, and let me tell you, here's one guy that had a description of the advantage of being old. There are some disadvantages, as Albert Sijo writes in his rhapsodic description of aging, a declaration. It happens so slowly that you can keep up with it at first, the successive minor adjustments of attitude. But over the long run, the change is so radical that one day you see it and you're shocked, for you can no longer deny it. Ugh. To have the remembrance of what we were and have to see what we've become, it's cruel. And if you were put to thinking up a refined torture for a mentality such as ours, Carnage, like us, you would think up exactly what happens to us. The hard part is that mentality doesn't want to adjust as body begins to run down. Mentality wants to be like it was in late adolescence when fresh brain body made world feel fresh, and that's how it wants to be forever, which would be great. But comes aging into adulthood, old age, death. Aging is even worse than death. It takes longer. Pretty it how you will. It remains our hardest lesson. Ooh. Poor Albert. I gotta say, I look at myself these days and go, yeah, you ain't the old gray mare, but yes, you are. You're the old gray stallion. And then I think of stallion and I start doing my push-ups and my pull-ups, and I look at my tan out there and hang out and drink my beer, and I, hey, you're not so bad right now, girl. I don't feel bad about standing out in the yard drinking a beer at this age either, by the way. Hey, but speaking of age, I had to laugh out loud when I read on the news feed on the Facebook Willie Nelson's commentary on his old friend Dick Nibbler. I've outlived my Dick. My nookie days are over. My pilot lights out. What used to be my pride and joy is now my water spout. A time was when, on its own accord, from my trousers would spring. But now I've got a full-time job just to find a friggin' thing. I used to be... It used to be embarrassing that the way it would behave. For every single morning, it would stand up and watch me shave. Well, now as old age approaches, God, it sure gives me the blues to see it hang its little head and watch me tie my shoe. Hey, well, Willie, I'm telling you, Willie, I can still tie my shoes, and I'm glad you can, too, at 83 years old. Yeah,
us. Hey, wait a minute. And how about this lawyer? Here's another thing. He married an old maid. Now, I'm telling you something. You get old and things start to fall off on you. Yes, sir. Well, anyway. There once was a lawyer called Mr. Clay. He had but two clients, but they wouldn't pay. At last of starvation, he grew so afraid. He courted and married a wealthy old maid. At the wedding, the lawyer made one big mistake. It's not in omitting the wine or the cake. The ring was well chosen, they had a big feed, but the lawyer did not get a warranty deed. And he's a very unfortunate man. At night in their chamber, the lady arose, began to prepare to retire and repose. Her husband sat near her, admiring her charms that would give him such pleasure to hold in his arms. So she went to the washstand to bathe her fair face. Thus she destroyed all her beauty and grace. The rose on her cheek quickly grew very faint. She saw on the towel 'twas nothing but pain. Oh no! And he's a very unfortunate, very unfortunate, very unfortunate man. Oh, very unfortunate, very unfortunate. So she went to the mirror to take down her hair. When she had done so, her scalp was all bare. She said, "Don't be frightened to see my bald head. Well, I'll put on my cap when I get into bed." So she hung her false hair on the wall on a peg, and then she proceeded to take off her leg. Her trembling husband got quite a surprise when she asked him to come and take out her glass eye. Oh no! As she slipped off her blouse, he gave her a glance and noticed her melon-like saline implant. If that wasn't enough to give him more grief, she opened her mouth and took out her false teeth. Oh, what a winner! Hey, now all you young men who would marry for life, be sure to examine your intended wife. Remember the lawyer who trusted his eyes, a little bit later got quite a surprise. Yeah, he's a very unfortunate, very very unfortunate man. Ooh, very unfortunate. Ah, fortunate, very unfortunate man. Oh man. Yeah, well, Rama, he must have been desperate and sort of blind too at the same time. But you know, sometimes you don't always get what you pay for. Bo, bo, bo. She must have money though to take. Well, anyway, moving right along, Gregory. It's always great to be back here, and I have to say. So, your long soul, so long hair, so long teeth, so long eyes, and yeah, so long, yikes, and Willie Nelson, so long, Willie. Hey, welcome to the end game, folkies, welcome to the end game. What do you got in there, Greg? Yes, he does. Senile, faded flower children, trying hard to cope. Mother says there isn't any hope.
living in a pickup camper, top as can be. See now faded flower children, I'm not yet 33. Yeah, anybody out there like that? Can they got a rebuilt engine? They take it nice and slow. The bearings in the rear end ladder roll. Replace most of the pickup's parts, but it really doesn't show. New clutch and muffler system, I hope that tranny doesn't blow. No, it never did. See now faded flower children, crying hard and cold. Mother says there isn't any room. Oh, living in a pickup camper, happy as can be. Be now faded flower children, not yet 43. To rent these days, they must keep moving around. All they want is just a piece of ground. Plant a little garden, take the time to watch it grow. Don't think much of making lots of dough.
A little bit wouldn't be bad, Gregory.
See now faded flower children. Mother says there isn't any hope. Living in a pickup camper, happy as can be. See now faded flower children, not yet 53. Living in a pickup camper, happy as can be. See now faded flower children, not yet 63. Living in an airstream, Winnebago. See now faded flower children, not yet 73.
I'll pass that one.
However, la 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 la. See now faded flower children, and not yet 83. That's right, I'm not there yet.
Yahoo! I'm having a good time here today. Hope you are. JLL. Your hometown. Ooh, that's right. Hey, I'm not yet 83, but my body may not be what it used to be. But I'm telling you, my spirit, it's a faithful fountain of life. Oh, yes, Lord. I kind of like the sound of that. Woo! Ow, come on. Ride with me now, baby. Come on. Some of the bar. Woo. Some of the bar. Some of the bar. Some of the bar. Some of the bar. Woo. What is that? Some of the bar. The spirit keep it coming back. Some of the bar. Some of the spirit keep it coming back. Yeah. Some of the spirit. Woo. Keep it coming back. Come on. Some of the spirit keep it coming back. Spirit. Embrace me, embrace me.
overwhelm me, overwhelm me. Overwhelm me.
Ow!
Cause there's something about the spirit that people come from, something about. Something about the spirit. Whoa. Hyperventilation. Ooh, on the BPE. Oh, yes, this is your hometown radio. Come on, what do you think is so wild and crazy out here? Have your own show. Get nuts and wild. Nobody really cares. Hey, nobody really cares. I walk out of here, go home. Nobody really cares. Why, there goes Greg Shindell Treisinger. Nobody really cares. Okay, it's about time it was like that. All right, we're staying alive. Hey, Train Singer.
Yeah, Greg.
I mean, yes, Greg. Hey, what's up with you these days?
Well, the skunk is still restricting entertainment, that's for sure, until it's safe for everyone. And I sing without a mask at my church every Sunday, but, you know, playing the harmonica on the train, yeah, it won't quite work yet. So I just have to kind of wait this out and see. I do hope to come back. By the way, I have all these train songs. Anyway... Hey, meanwhile, my son, Malachi, as a conductor on the Willett side, last week encountered an elderly couple from Southern California who rode last week in hopes of seeing me once again. They first saw me in 1989. Wow! And then again in 1994. They brought a bag of avocados from their tree in Southern California for me this time. And I miss them. I'm so sorry I missed these old fans. But I tell you, my son was able to go to the skunk train and with the secretary was able to locate a contact number. And I got to speak with them and I'm going to get to meet them at the station. So I have to say, the message that the woman gave me was, don't forget to let people know over the years that perhaps you have made a difference in their life or you created a memory for them. Let them know that that happened. It's like 30 years ago, and I have to say, to hear this after all this time, and with a gift to boot, it's really made my day, and I'm going to put my uniform on and meet them at the station and do cartwheels. No, I'm a little too old for that. We've already gone over the old thing, right? Okay. But I want to take advantage of the idea of playing train songs, folks, and sing a couple of train songs for you today. We still got about 15 minutes. So, if I were on the train, one of the most popular ones that over the years seemed to be Steve Goodman's.
Highway from the key. Passing train.
happening. Graveyard full of old black men in the graveyard, busted on mobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm that train they call the city of Warren. I'll be gone 500 miles a day. Dealing cards with the old man in the glove car. A penny a point, no one's keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. Feel the wheels grumbling beneath the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters, the sons of engineers, ride their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep, rocking to the gentle beat. Rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how are you? Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of Corinth. I'll be gone 500 miles in the day. Nighttime, city of New Orleans. Changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. All the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. Was derailed, still ain't heard the news. Hey, conductor, sing your songs again. You passengers, please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railway blues. Good night, America, I love you. Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call. I'll be gone 500 miles a day. Good morning, America, how are you? Ah, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm that train they call the city of New Orleans. Yeah, I'll be gone 500 miles a day.
Steve Goodman, you got lucky on that one, I've got to say. He was quite a songwriter and performer in his own right. But that tune sure did make his musical career happen. He was asked one time, hey, how do you feel about, you know, Arlo taking that song and kind of making it his? He said, well, cry all the way to the bank, I guess. I don't think it bothered him too much. A little nostalgia for you. Children. Jenny was a little girl, she only dreamed of trains. Didn't play with dolls or those lacy kind of things. Jenny counted boxcars, instead of counting sheep. She could go anywhere when she went to sleep. All she ever talked about was getting on the ride. Living in another time, you could see it in her eyes. Every day after school, she would walk down to the tracks. Wait for a train that was never coming back. But Jenny dreamed of trains. When the nighttime came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Oh, Jenny dreamed. Depot's all boarded up and the rails have turned to rust. Hasn't been a train through here bill went bust. No one believed her when she said she heard a train. That's just a little girl acting kind of strange. But Jenny dreamed a train. When the night time came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Oh, Jenny dreamed a train. Jenny laid a penny on the track one day, and God we trust, and she walked away. The very next morning, all that she could find, a little piece of copper squashed lighter than a dime. Jenny dreamed of train. When the night time came, nobody knew Jenny dreamed a train. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed a train.
Like that song, I certainly do. I also like this one too. Elizabeth Cotton. Hey. These songs. I've got about 4 minutes here. What can I blast on you, folks? It's either Thursday, which is the live one. I'm alive right now, or it's Saturday at night late. I wonder, maybe I should just kind of go very light on you. I think I will. I'm going to go very gently out of the show today. I'm so glad that you were able to ride with me. Come ride with me next week. I was thinking of doing folk songs. They're all kind of folky, right? You know, like Turkey in the Straw and old American stuff. See if I can do a whole show without doing my stuff.
That's right, Greg.
That's right, Drain.
That's right, Greg.
Go to sleep, you weary hobo. And let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear the steel rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. Now I know your clothes are torn and ragged. And your hair is turning gray. Lift your head, smile at trouble. You'll find peace and rest someday. Now go to sleep, you weary hobo. And let the towns drift slowly by. Can you hear the steel rails humming? That's the hobo's lullaby. Now I know the police cause you trouble. They cause trouble. But when we die and go to heaven, you'll find no policeman there. Go to sleep, you weary hobo, and let the towns drift slowly by.
Driving, don't go to sleep. I'm so glad you tuned in to the Bipolar Express today. Tune in next week. Bye-bye.